is brought to you by Head Start Basketball.
It's very simple. All you need is just your phone, a tripod, and a microphone. And then from there, really what you want to do is record 8 to 10 drills. But each one is like 1 to 2 minutes long, right? You have to explain the drill. Then you have to show it. And then you want to tell the player how many reps they should do. And it's that basic. That's one drill. And then you about to 10 of those and we put a workout together.
Vlad Moldovaniu is a recently retired Romanian professional basketball player and a mental performance coach. He played his college basketball at American University, where he was first team All-Patriot League in both 2010 and 2011. Vlad played professionally in various countries across Europe up until his recent retirement. Vlad is now the driving force behind Train, an online basketball training platform and community that aims to help players improve their game by providing them with premium courses created by expert coaches and trainers from around the world. As a coach, you can learn from Train and also monetize your coaching expertise.
Hey, Hoopheads, check out these great deals this July from our partners and friends at Dr. Dish Basketball. Get $4,000 off any machine in their professional lineup or $1,000 off the Dr. Dish home machine. Their Dr. Dish shooting machines are undoubtedly the most advanced and user-friendly machines on the market. Learn more at drdishbasketball.com and follow their incredible content at Dr. Dish B-Ball on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Mention the Hoopheads podcast and save an extra $300 on the Dr. Dish Rebel, All-Star, and CT models. Those are some great deals, Hoopheads. Get your Dr. Dish shooting machine today.
Hi, this is Matt Lewis, head men's basketball coach at University of Wisconsin Oshkosh, and you're listening to the Hoopheads podcast.
Prepare like the pros with the all-new Fast Draw and Fast Scout. Fast Draw has been the number one play diagramming software for coaches for years. You'll quickly see why Fast Model Sports has the most compelling and intuitive basketball software out there. For a limited time, Fast Model is offering Hoopheads listeners 15% off Fast Draw and Fast Scout. Just use the code HHP15 at checkout to grab your discount, and you'll be on your way to more efficient game prep and improve communication with your team. Fast Model also has new coaching content every week on its blog, plus play and drill diagrams on its playbank. Check out the links in the show notes for more. Fast Model Sports is the best in basketball.
Get ready to learn how Train can help you monetize your coaching expertise and improve your game, whether you're on the court or the sidelines.
Hello and welcome to the Hoopheads podcast. It's Mike Klinzing here without my co-host Jason Sunkel this afternoon, but I am pleased to be joined by Vlad Moldovaniu from Train. We have had Vlad on before, but he is coming on to talk about an exciting new basketball training platform that he has put together called Train. Vlad, welcome to the Hoopheads pod.
Thank you, Mike. Second time is...
Yeah, exactly.
I'm very excited. I'm very excited about the platform and this opportunity to share it with your listeners.
Well, tell us a little bit about what Train can do for both players and coaches. You're going to kind of give us the quick 90-second overview, and then we're going to dive back into some details.
All right. So Train is a platform where we share videos for player development. Coaches on the coaches side, it's very simple for us. You know, they record some videos with a specific topic or a theme. And on the player side, you get to work with coaches that you might not have access otherwise to, depending on your resources or even part of the world, right? We have coaches from Spain, from Romania, from the US, from the Philippines, just to name a few, right? So as a player, you get to access these coaches, see how they teach the game, see how they do their individual player development sessions, and what they like to focus on. You know, and on the coaches side, you know, we open up the platform. We give you basically this platform to promote your name, promote your skills, promote your training, and of course, then people can follow you, people can email you, and you know, if somebody in the area, maybe just work one-on-one with you live. You never know.
Yeah, you got a lot of different avenues for people at all different parts of the game, whether you're a player or you're a coach, to be able to interact with the platform. Give people just a quick
30-second bio about you, and then we'll dive into more of the details about each one of the different branches of train.
Absolutely. I played the profession for 12 years, and, you know, basketball is my life. Transitioned to post-playing career as a licensed agent for overseas players. And, you know, I've also been working at my own training facility here. We've developed it quite nice last 3 years. So as you can see, you know, I've been involved in basketball in all aspects of it at a very high level.
Where did this idea come from?
During COVID, I wish we had this platform before COVID, if you ask me. But you know, during COVID, I worked out with a few kids online via Zoom or all these other platforms, and I realized, as good as it is to, you know, train you know, in person, that also comes with a certain cost, and also comes to kids not having access to certain coaching styles, you know, levels of coachings. So for me, it was important to open up this platform, started with the players in mind. I think it's kind of becoming 50-50 at this point, where it's also players and coaches, but started to be a, when I started, it was, my idea was that players can come on the platform and, you know, they can get to train with really high level coaches from all over the world. Now we're at the point that I think, like I said, it's becoming 50-50, and even coaches can come watching the platform on top of working for us, but also coaches just can sign up for the platform and, you know, just develop themselves, right? Watch these courses, watch this workout, see how high level coaches work. And, you know, I think it's a win-win. And that's kind of how it all started and where it is right now. You know, it's taken us a while, but I think we're developing quite nicely.
What's been the hardest part about putting it all together?
So many ideas, so much stuff you can do or you want to do, you know. I mean, we'll get into it later. Like, we're at a point, right? AI is becoming so important, and, you know, we want to incorporate in our product, and we have a bunch of ideas, right? And in the beginning, there were so many ideas with coaches. Are they going to go live? Are they not going to go live on the platform? You know, can they get feedback? Like, it's so many ideas that we just have to go, like, okay, stop. Like, let's go to basics, you know? You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, let's go to basics, you know? I mean, you understand what I'm saying, right, Mike? So you go from, like, just kind of like training coaching basketball, right? It's like, you want to go to fundamentals. It's like, okay, what are the fundamentals, right? It's like, we want these high-level workouts, and we want these players and coaches to be able to watch them. Of course, players to do them, you know, and follow those workouts, and coaches to just either watch and learn maybe some new from the coaches that we have on the platform, or just, you know, say, hey, I want to do this too. You know, I want to help out. And also for coaches, it's a way to create income and opportunities. And we'll get to that, you know, because we do offer even some jobs overseas sometimes, you know, or camp, or we have people reaching out to us like, hey, I have this camp here. Do you have a coach for us? And we send out a mass email to our coaches, and, you know, they get us opportunities that otherwise they might not, you know, they might not have.
I love the idea, and I think it's pretty self-explanatory of, I'm a coach, I've got a membership, I go on and I can watch the videos, and I can watch these different master coaches from all over the world teach these different skills. And I know for myself as a coach, and other coaches that are out there, we're always looking for new ideas, right? And I think one of the challenges when you start talking about, how do I learn as a coach? And that's a question that I ask guys on the podcast all the time. You know, where do you go to learn? And so many of them talk about, I go to other teams' practices, or I'm watching video and whatever. But I think one of the things that's most challenging is, just like anybody else, is we're all pressed for time. And so what you want to have is something that is curated, something that you can find and look up and be like, okay, when I look at this, I'm not just doing a random YouTube search. I know what I'm getting. When I go on train, I can see the topics. I can see the coaches. I know what I'm going to see. And so from that perspective, if I'm a coach and I want to learn and I want to gain and improve my knowledge, I can do that by becoming a member and being able to see what all these different coaches are doing. That part, I think, to me, is pretty self-explanatory. I think the part that's interesting, and the part that maybe people in our audience who are coaching, who maybe aren't aware of this other piece of kind of what you guys are doing, where a coach can become a member and create their own courses that then allows them to make some income. So just walk us through step by step what that process looks like. If I'm a coach who I think, man, I'm really good at teaching screen and roll reads, or I'm really good at working on pack line defense or whatever it is, and I want to be able to teach a particular skill or a particular concept, how do I go about getting what I know on film and then as part of the Train platform? What's that process look like?
Of course. And that's actually pretty easy. We made a process as easy as possible. You know, I recorded myself, like you said, you know, I have a favorite move, right? I use the jab step a lot, and I record videos about jab step. And I was like, I felt overwhelmed. And what I could tell coaches is a lot easier than it seems, right? You can use just a camera, a tripod, and I'm talking about phone too, not a professional camera, a phone, a tripod, and some kind of wireless microphone, or even, you know, kind of AirPods or anything you have. Then all you really have to do is just record a workout like you would teach it to a kid, right? Like you would have somebody there and be like, hey, this is how we do it. This is why we do it. And that's just the recording part of it, right? But if you just want to get in touch with us and, you know, see if it's a good fit for everybody, you can always reach out to us via social media. You can reach out to me personally on any social media, or like my email, which is vlad.m@gotrainbasketball.com. And, you know, I talk to coaches, I explain them everything. So once you get on the platform, right, you record for us, you create an income stream for yourself. Not only that, you know, we're going to pay a fee for you to record your very first video, but then on top of that, you know, 30% of all subscriptions that come into Train, the coaches share that based on the minutes watched. So similar, you know, to YouTube or Apple Music or YouTube Music, you know, the more you get watched, the more you can get paid. You know, you get a bigger chunk of the share. So that's why we're looking for high quality coaches, you know, and we're fortunate enough to have some very, very high level coaches. I mean, we're talking about coaches that are head coaches in the Spanish league right now, right? Which is known to be one of the best in the world. We're talking about some premier individual skill development coaches that work with the Sparks and WNBA and Sam Dixon, right? So like, Carl Deheza from the Philippines, he works with us, and he was part of the Olympic 3x3 team for the Philippines. So we have some really, really high-level coaches that have worked with professionals over time. And it's always, you know, we collaborate with them. They send us some kind of video, and then we work with them to make sure we get the polished version out of everything. So they don't need to feel overwhelmed, you know, just kind of reach out to us if you're interested, and we'll guide you through the steps. You don't have to just do everything on your own. We're going to be there by your side, and help you as much as we can. And overall, to me, I think, on top of the money side that I talked about, it's also just about giving yourself a platform, you know, just a bigger platform. We're worldwide, right? So like my main base was Romania for so many years, and you know, we have all these coaches in Spain that share this stuff, and in the Philippines and in other places in the world. So you get to access let's say a database of players and coaches that you might not have access to otherwise. So just the network part of it, I think, is huge. And all you have to do is just reach out to us. Like I said, just reach out to me via email or anything, and we're more than open to talk to coaches, schedule video calls, and you know, we go from there.
Do most coaches, I'm just kind of thinking through this as if I was going to go through the process and trying to think of questions that I might have if I was a coach. So let's say that this idea, I hear this, I'm like, oh, that's intriguing. I might want to try that. Like something that I think a lot of coaches have in their mind, that they want their influence to be able to spread farther and wider than just the people that they can touch physically, right? You want to be able to, if you think you have a good idea, and look, what we've learned from the podcast is that anybody who loves a game of basketball like you do, or the way I do, that we want to be able to have the game be impacted in a positive way. We want to do something positive for the game. And I think most coaches feel that way. And so if you can take something that you feel you're very good at and something that you feel can have an impact on not just the players that are in front of you every day for practice, but can you share that stuff with players from all over the world? This is the way to be able to do that. So let's say that I'm starting and I want to be that person. Typically, do guys start with one video? Or are they putting together a series of videos? How long is a typical coach's video? Or is there no typical?
So there's no typical. We have some time frames, but there is no typical, right? So what we always do is, you know, we have an intro call with me and the coach, and then I can explain everything there in detail. We can dive into any questions, because I've had questions, you know, they vary, you know, from some are interested on the financial side more. Some are like, oh my God, I love the platform. You know, it's like, can you give me some ideas even of courses that I can do, you know, basketball wise? And I might just talk to them on the basketball side of the workout, right? So like, they just want to get on the platform, but they don't really know how to put the course together. Well, we have everything there for you. But really, like I said, it's very simple. All you need is just your phone, a tripod, and a microphone. And then from there, really what you want to do is record 8 to 10 drills, but each one is like 1 to 2 minutes long, right? You have to explain the drill, right? Then you have to show it. And then you want to tell the player how many reps they should do. And it's that basic. That's one drill. And then you about to 10 of those, and we put a workout together. Now, we do like the workouts to be very specific, right? So if I'm doing, because once you come on the platform, you're going to see that you're going to have certain levels, right? We don't want, so if I'm looking, I'm a beginner and I'm looking for ball handling from beginners, I want to be able to find only those courses, those workouts. So you don't have to search too long, too much for what you're looking for. It's going to be right there in front of you, and just choose one of those workouts and you do them as a player. Well, as a coach, you have to be mindful of that, right? So if I'm doing a shooting workout, it has to be tailored to a certain category, right? Maybe it's high school level, maybe it's the pro level, maybe just the beginners, and maybe it's just shooting off the dribble. Maybe it's just off-ball shooting, right? So it has to be has to have a certain theme, right? Or if I'm doing defense, maybe we're just doing, you know, help side defense drills. So that's what we're asking for the coaches, is to really focus on one theme and just go with 8 to 10 drills of that. But each one should have a very brief explanation. You know, then you should show it. Or if you cannot show it, just have a player there with you that can show it. And then tell them how many reps they do, right? So like if you're doing, let's say, doing the Mikens, right? if that's a drill you choose to start a workout with, well, you just have to explain what a Miken is. You show it, you know, make sure you focus on the things you want to focus on, right? If some coaches want to keep the ball up high all the time and all this stuff, so you focus on that. And then you tell them how many reps they should do for how many sets. That way, the player, when the player is watching this, they know they can either watch it and do it, or they can just, you know, take notes and be like, okay, I'm going to my Mikens, I'm going to do the next set, it's going to be whatever it is, you know. So you give them a workout that they were able to watch and then just do themselves. That's on the player side. You know, if you're a coach, you're going to watch that and be like, okay, cool. Like they want to do, you know, the Mikens to start a workout with, and they do 3 sets. Okay, maybe I should do 5, but at least you get an idea. Right. So if you're on the coach's side and watching this, you just can always get ideas. You might see a new drill here and there. I'm sure you will, because, again, we go back to having coaches worldwide. And I can tell you that I've played in 9 countries. All coaches, they teach different. They teach different.
That's for
sure.
I mean,
yes, basketball is a universal language until you get to play a pick and roll in China, or you get to play a pick and roll in the U.S. in college, or you play the NBA level, or you played in Serbia, Romania, and Greece, they played a little bit different. So there's always different ways to teach the game. And that's what you're going to get on the platform. You're going to get, you know, all these coaches with their own philosophy. So you might see the same drill, and, you know, they might focus on one technique in Spain, and you might see, you know, our U.S. coach teaching it just a little bit different. And then you can see you can see as a player, like, hey, you know what? I think the Spanish way really fits my type of game, or whatever it is, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So if I'm a coach and I have an idea, and let's face it, most coaches are not used to being in front of the camera explaining. And I think it takes a little bit of time to feel comfortable with doing that. But what I hear you saying is that if I'm a coach and I have an idea of, hey, I'd love to be involved in this, and I'd love to take some of the things that I teach to my players and put those on video and get onto the platform, that if I make this call and I reach out to you via email or call, or we do a Zoom, whatever, that I share that idea with you, and now you're going to be able to kind of walk me through and say, okay, this is what you want to teach. Here's kind of how you could structure the video. Is that what I hear you saying?
Exactly. It's that simple, honestly. It's very easy. We can, you know, create a template for you. Just kind of like fill it in. And then you just go record it, and you can record each video separately. You don't have to go in there and be like, oh my God, I've talked 20 minutes straight. You know, all you got to do is just like record one drill, stop, pause. I recorded one of my workouts in one sitting, you know, and I have a coach that recorded his in like over 5 days. It was like 1-2 videos each day. Like, just didn't have time, you know, and that's fine, you know, because you record for 2.5 minutes and that's it. You're done. That's one video. And you basically have to put 10 of those together, because once you go on the website, you know, if you're going to go to our website, even on the free version. So we're going to get into that, right? We have the subscription paid version, right? The gotrainbasketball.com, where our premium coaches are, you know, are showcasing their workouts and their ideas. But we also have a free version because, like I said before, I was a player, and, you know, we want to help, right? We want to help. And, you know, we want to help the coaches, help the players, you know, create this connection as much as possible. So we also have a free version, right? If you go to free.gotrainbasketball.com, well, that's a free version. All you have to do is just sign up with your email, and you're going to get curated workouts from YouTube, right? We have somebody just go on YouTube and we curate those workouts. So if you're looking for a shooting workout, right, you're still going to find the same stuff. Of course, not from premium coaches, but from the stuff that we were able to find on YouTube, you know, just to kind of get a feel for what we're about. So it's going back to coach as far as like recording. I know it can be challenging. I know I didn't like being in front of camera, especially, you know, I was a player. I wasn't really, you know, a coach. So it was very different, you know, trying to explain the drills and everything, but it's a lot easier than it's a lot less daunting than it seems. Let's put it that way.
And you get better at it real fast. I will say that. I know I filmed some video back, Vlad. This was a while ago, man. We probably started in like 2015. Me and a friend of mine, that he was kind of my video recorder, and I recorded a bunch of stuff. And I think the one thing that we were missing is what you guys built, which is a good platform to be able to get it out there. But I know that when I started, the first couple times, you're up there and you're trying to talk, and you got the camera, and you're like, is the mic picking me up, and how do I look, and what does it sound like, and am I explaining it right, and this and that. And then after you do it a couple of times, you start to feel way, way more comfortable, and it gets way, way easier. So any coaches that are out there, you're thinking about doing it, don't judge it by your first time or two in front of the camera trying to record a drill. By the time you do it a couple of times, you'll feel way, way more confident about getting behind the camera and actually being able to do it, being out in front.
Yeah, and don't worry, you're gonna have to record quite a, you know, maybe 2 or 3 times the same drill, right, at the beginning. Exactly. You know, the very first take is like, you know, it's kind of like in the movies, you know, it's like a blooper. It happened to me, you know. Yep. I think, yep. But I was like, oh, what'd I say, you know, like, and right, you just have to go with the flow, because I know coaches, you know, coaches, you want to have it perfect, right? And
exactly
this is one of those things where just, you know the drill, just go explain it. Like, don't try to make a script for it. I think when I was trying to script it, it was just the worst thing. I was like, oh my God. And after 15 minutes, I was like, okay, this is the drill, just explain it. And that was the easiest thing that I can put, is like, the drill, explain it, show it, tell them number of sets, and that's it. And that went, like, that flow was very, very easy. Now, if you try to script it, it's going to be a lot more difficult and time consuming. So just be yourself, be natural, because all coaches, you know, at the end of the day, we're teachers. So you have it in you. You just have to, you know, like you said, that camera fright, maybe just get over it. You're going to get over it quick.
It's such good advice not to script it, because I know when you try to script something and you start thinking about it, and then you try to remember those specific words, and it always, always, always trips you up. And I learned that with the podcast. I learned it when I was doing video, that you sort of have to have almost like an outline, right? Like, you have in your head, you almost have some notes of like, okay, this is kind of the pattern that I want to follow, but I can't memorize a script because it just never works. It just does not work. So yeah, if you can just be yourself and teach the drill like you've taught 100 times, exactly, things go way, way easier. All right. So if I'm a coach and I want to do this, I want to get on the platform, I want to start recording videos, add them to the Train platform. I know you said it once before, but say it again. Where do people have to go? How do they reach out to you to get started in the process of becoming a Train coach?
Absolutely. So you can go to gotrainbasketball.com, or you can just email me, you know, at vlad.m@gotrainbasketball.com. That's vlad.m@gotrainbasketball.com. And I'll take it from there. Well, I'll take you through all the steps, and it'll be easier and smoother than, you know, it might seem in the beginning to put out some videos.
There you go. And you got your own personal coach, or Vlad will take care of you.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about it from the play. Let's talk about it from the player side.
That's the part that, you know, I thought about when I started, you know, I just want to get better. And I think, thinking back to my childhood, you know, I never had like an individual skills development coach either. Whether it was, you know, there was not one in the area. There was just, you know, could be a financial thing also. So for me, it was important to just give back. That's kind of where it started. It's like, how can I give back some of these kids? You know, I had kids when I was playing, you know, kids in Turkey, Greece, you know, Poland, Romania, when I was playing in those countries, and they're like, hey, how can I do this drill? How can I get better at this? And I'm like, oh my God, this kid needs some help, you know? And this is my way of giving back, you know, giving them access to this premium coaches, this high level coaching staffs that they might not have access otherwise. So for players, you're going to get on a platform and, you know, for a small amount every month, you're going to get access to all these coaches and get to these workouts. And all you got to do is just follow them, listen to what they say, and you're going to end up getting better because you're going to put in the work, right? And you know the work is right because these coaches are good coaches. So it's, you know, on my side, it's a win. You just got to be able and want to just get better. I think that's what it comes down to. And I've seen a lot of players, you know, follow this. Because how many times, you know, have you searched like on YouTube and you try to find a ball handling drill? Like, I don't like this one. Oh, this one's not for my level. Oh, I don't know who this coach is. Oh, he only has X amount of views, you know, stuff like that. Like here, you're going to come on the platform and you know these coaches are really good coaches. So we make it easier. And then, oh, you need to be, you know, like we said earlier, you know, I need shooting for beginners. Well, you're going to find out on the website in 3 clicks, right? So you're not going to have to go sort after like YouTube or whatever it is. You have it right there. And then all you have to do is just choose the workout and just do it. It's that simple.
Hey, Hoopheads Nation, whether you're a beginner basketball player looking for a place to start, or a seasoned vet looking to level up your skills, I want to tell you about your new go-to secret weapon. It's called Train. Train is a basketball training and education platform that gives you on-demand access to premium basketball courses created by expert coaches and trainers from around the world. Want to get better at blowing by your defender? Learn setup drills with NBA and international pro trainer Marius Williams, or how to use the punch drag with NBA trainer Kerry Darting. Looking to level up your catch-and-shoot skills? Practice space shooting workouts with former lead female trainer for Kobe Bryant's Mamba League, San Dixon. Or if you're just starting out, learn the basics of shooting and finishing at the basket from international champion, 3-time Romanian Player of the Year, and Train co-founder, Vlad Moldovanu. Train has 32 and counting actionable, expert-led, on-demand basketball training courses that teach you exactly how to improve your ball handling, shooting, attacking, and more. For a limited time, Hoopheads listeners get 35% off monthly, annual, and lifetime plans. Just go to gotrainbasketball.com/hoopheads to learn more and sign up for a free 7-day trial.
I love the level part of it because I think that that's something that when I think about looking for stuff for myself as a coach, when I've looked for stuff for my own kids to work on different things, when they're sick of dad's ideas, I'm like, I need some new ideas. I gotta try to go and find something else. That when I do searches, right, you look and you're like, oh, this sounds cool. And then you get like 2 minutes into the video and you're like, yeah, this is for like NBA players. and my kids aren't capable of doing that, or vice versa. Maybe you find something that's way too easy because you got a high school varsity player and you're talking about basic drills. And basically, it just becomes to the point where it's overwhelming, right? I mean, there is just so much stuff out there. And I think anybody who's ever looked at YouTube to try to find basketball drills or concepts or whatever, there's a million things out there. And so what you guys have done is obviously streamlined that process and said, hey, we've brought some of the best coaches in the world onto the platform. We've had them categorize and identify what particular level of player this drill or this course is good for. And so now I know what skill I'm working on. I know the level that I'm looking for. And I know it's from a coach who has done what they do at a very, very high level. So I know I'm getting quality information. And that allows me as a player to then just grab that video or grab that course and, as you said, go out on the court and put the work in. And that's really what you're looking for, because you can spend hours and hours searching for stuff and still not find exactly what you're looking for if you're just randomly searching YouTube. But what I think you guys have done an awesome job of is by putting it on those levels and helping players to identify, okay, I'm level one or I'm level two, or this is a level four ball handling course. I know kind of where I fit once I get a feel for those levels. And then I can find, as you said, I can find exactly what I'm looking for. So if I'm a player, where do I go to take advantage of this?
So you go to our main platform, gotrainbasketball.com. And we also have, you know, the free platform, which is free.gotrainbasketball.com. You know, on the free version, all you got to do is just sign up with your email and you get access to our database. On the premium version, of course, it comes with a subscription-based model. And, you know, you pay a small monthly fee to have access to all these videos and coaches. And, you know, then, like I said earlier, you know, just like the coaches have a process and everything, the players should have one too, an idea, you know. And that's my main thing, is also, like we talked about, the levels, right? And you want to come on the platform as level one. I hope that you're going to end up being a level four by doing a lot of stuff on the platform. And you're going to get reviews. You know, the coaches have reviews over there. So as a player, you can review a coach and their workouts. You know, you can give them a rating, you know. So you can choose coaches based on the level you think they are at and you are at, you know. So there's plenty of options for you. But it comes down to, you know, just how bad do you want to get better when you don't have access to, you know, let's say in-person coaching, or when you just want a different voice, because a lot of times,
like variety, said, right? Variety.
You know, it's, you hear the same voice over and over again. You can coach your kids all you want, or, you know, your coach, I don't know, your head coach at the varsity level. Sometimes your kids just need a new voice. So you just got to find that one. And I think that's what we offer. You know, we offer such a wide variety of coaching staffs that, you know, they get, I'm sure everybody can find a coach that gives them something on that platform, something that even 1% better, that they can use to get 1% better.
Yeah, you guys have built such a good platform that works from a technology standpoint, that is easy to navigate, that is easy to understand. Whether I'm a player or I'm a coach, I can go on there and I can easily identify, like I said, the levels. I can identify, well, which coach is this course coming from? What's the skill that I'm going to learn if I go to this course, or I have a skill in mind, I can go and I can search that and figure all that stuff out. And the fact that the site is easy to navigate, I think, is a huge plus. And then I think what really makes what you guys are doing unique compared to most of the sites out there is that you are not only a platform for players to improve, but you're also a platform for coaches to be able to A, learn, but B, to be able to share what they know, to be able to build their own videos and video courses, and then be compensated for that, which, again, all of us coaches, as many of you have listened to the podcast numerous times, a lot of our young coaches, you're not making a lot of money. If you're a high school coach or you're beginning your college coaching career, there are a lot of unpaid jobs and jobs where you're getting some housing in the dorms and whatever. So to be able to add a little bit of income to your world is never a bad thing. And I think you guys have done an awesome job of being able to create the kind of platform that allows for both players and coaches to grow and to help to grow the game, which ultimately is what it's all about. So I don't know if there's anything else that we didn't hit on that you want to share. And then after you talk about that, we'll give people all the information again one more time where they can go. And we'll have all that obviously in the show notes, and people can see that on both Train social media and on the Hoophead social media. We got that all out there, so you can figure out how you can get on there and either contribute, learn, or as a coach, or you can get on there and train as a player. But just, is there anything that we missed, Vlad?
Well, like I said, we have a longer term vision and, you know, kind of cover the fundamentals, and that's what we are too. But we definitely want to have and become the go-to resource for players and coaches, you know, when it comes to player development. That's huge for me, because I think X's and O's is one thing, but for player development, you know, like I said, in the beginning, and for me, it was huge to give back those kids that were like, hey, how can I do this better? And, you know, I want to become that go-to resource for players and coaches, you know, when it comes to player development. Now, the second part is I would love to build a global community of players and coaches, right? And I'm not talking about pros right now, you know, like NBA, EuroLeague, China, right? Like, I'm just talking about, like, you know, the youth, the grassroots, and the coaching staffs that can help those, you know, those guys. And my global community, you know, I would love to have, like, you know, like a monthly call where, you know, our coaches can present some ideas, you know, to other coaches, and, you know, just they can meet each other, right, from all sides of the world. And of course, we're exploring some AI related stuff, you know, in our product, because I would love down the road to, you know, have one click and then the AI is going to give you a workout. And is going to, you know, send you links to various coaching. So each take drills from each coach, right? Right. So like you said, like you, I want to work out a shooting workout for level 4, and he's going to put, you know, all the highest rated or whatever it is.
That would be very cool.
Right. So like we have a longer term vision, and we also, you know, like by building that global community, like we offer even a job. Like I had somebody reach out to me. He's like, hey, I have a job at his academy, like for under 16, under 18 in Romania. He's like, do you have any coaches that might want to take this, you know, that want to apply for it? And we send out mass email, you know, maybe there's a young coach. Like you said, there's a young coach that, you know, just, hey, you know what? I just graduated college. I'm a trainer. I'm going to go to Romania. Right. So we try to give them some opportunities too. If we have those, and, you know, coaches or GMs or presidents in Europe or Asia, or, you know, they reach out to me and say, hey, do you know anybody? And most likely, you know, we're going to call on our train coaches and see, you know, who's where, right? And who might like to, you know, join a camp in the summer, or, you know, like I said, join maybe like a full-time or part-time job overseas. You know, like you never know when this opportunity is coming. And we want to offer our coaches as much as possible on the side where they can create, you know, and we promote them as individuals, right? We don't, you know, they always have their Instagram handles over there, their emails, right, you know, like stuff like that. We want to make sure that our coaches promote themselves. You know, we're not here to have them promote us all the time, right? So like we want them to, hey, you know, my name is so-and-so and I'm from here. I'm doing this. You can find me at this Instagram or this website. And, you know, that way coaches, you know, get out there, get the word about themselves and grow their audience, because that's huge nowadays, right? We have on the platform a coach, Jeremy Hayes. I mean, if you go to his Instagram, when I first worked with Jeremy, I think he had like 10,000 followers. He's way, way over that now. Right. So, I'm not saying we had a part in that, but we're very happy. He's, you know, he's a part of our coaching. I call it staff, because this is like the train staff, right? This is our coaching staff, and he's part of it, you know, and I appreciate all the coaches that are on the platform. And I really look forward to growing this coaching staff and, you know, help us grow together, you know.
Well, that adds value, right? The bigger it gets, the more connections you have, the more people that you can refer to this, or the more people that can then reach out to you and say, hey, I've got this opportunity, or the more opportunities that will come through the platform as it grows. So I think you guys are in the beginning stages right now, and as you continue to grow it, and I know you've got some great, great people that are on there already, And hopefully, as a result of getting the word out there and letting coaches know that they can be a part of that platform, and as you have more conversations and start to add more coaches to the platform, it only becomes more valuable because that database of coaches that you can then recommend or try to find places to be able to put coaches that are looking for positions or camps or, like you said, leagues, different places that are looking for coaches. Now you've got this stable of people that you can reach out to and say, hey, we've got this opportunity. Does anybody want to take it? And the more people you have contact with, the better off you are, just like anything, right? I think in life and certainly in the game of basketball, if there's nothing else that I've learned from doing the podcast for 5 years, it's that relationships are everything. And when you talk about being able to get a job or being able to get that next opportunity, 99% of the time, it doesn't come down to, hey, I'm the greatest skill development coach in the world, or I'm the greatest X's and O person in the world. It comes down to, I knew the guy who could help me get to that job. And that's how you end up getting there, is through the relationships. And so what I hear you saying is, not only are you guys a technology-based platform, but you're also a platform that you're about building those kinds of relationships that's going to allow you to mutually help everybody who's on the platform, from players all the way through coaches. And I think that when I think about the vision that you laid out, to me, it seems like one that makes a ton of sense, that as you guys continue to build it out, people are going to want to be a part of it.
Absolutely. And I think we're, like you said, you know, we're in the beginning stages. And we have a very extensive plan on how we want to grow, you know, and, you know, but we want to take baby steps. You know, it's like kind of like basketball, right? You start the fundamentals, you know, before you do your combo move, your Kyrie, right, combo move and a Kyrie Irving finish. You want to get the fundamentals. You want to learn how to pivot and all that stuff. So that is my approach to this as well. We don't want to, you know, jump over hurdles and steps. We want to make sure, you know, we put one foot in front of another and we grow steadily.
All right, one more time.
Go ahead. I was going to get there. So, right, if anybody wants to contact us, right, just go check out the platform at gotrainbasketball.com. Our free platform at free.gotrainbasketball.com, and you can check out all the curated YouTube videos on that one. And of course, you can just, if you're interested in coaching, if you're interested to know more about the platform, just go to GoTrainBB at on Instagram, on our social media, right? GoTrainBB, and then you're gonna see some demos from coaches, some quick reels, some ideas maybe, and see if you like it, you know. And if you do, like I said, always feel free to reach out to us either via social media directly to Go Train, or just reach out to me at vlad.m@gotrainbasketball.com, and I'd be more than happy to you know, just answer an email or schedule a call. More than happy to have a 15, 30 minute, 1 hour conversation. And you know, at the end of the day, we're all going to talk hoops. It might just be a little different, but we're just going to talk basketball. So there's nothing too, you know, too daunting out there. We're just going to talk hoops. We might just bounce an idea, you know, like, oh, what'd you think of that? You know, like, I had coaches that would just start talking about like the NBA playoffs, you know, like it was
yep.
Just the conversation, like, oh yeah, what'd you think about that move? You know, and it's fine. I absolutely love it. You know, I love basketball, and I know all the coaches out there, that's what they're in the business for, to teach, to help the youth grow, and, you know, to teach the game to love at the end of the day. So more than happy. Just feel free to reach out to me anytime, and we'll talk more.
Absolutely. Vlad, what you guys are building there with Train is outstanding stuff. And if you are a player that's listening, highly recommend you go out and grab a membership. You can get a discount through the Hoopheads Pod, so you can go ahead and access that through the links that you see in the show notes for this episode, which you can access at hoopheadspod.com to pick up your discount. And I just think, again, if you're a coach, it's an opportunity for you to share all the knowledge that you have, and then also a way for you to be able to boost your income. And as Vlad continues to build the program out, I just think that the opportunities with Train are going to continue to grow. And to you personally, Vlad, can't thank you enough for taking the time to jump on with us and explain everything, so that anybody who's out there, player, coach, understands what you guys are building and are going to continue to build moving forward. And we really appreciate that. And to everyone out there, thanks for listening, and we will catch you on our next episode. Thanks. Your first impression is everything when applying for a new coaching job. A professional coaching portfolio is the tool that highlights your coaching achievements
and philosophies, and most of all, helps separate you and your abilities from the other applicants. The Coaching Portfolio Guide is an instructional membership-based website that helps you develop a personalized portfolio. Each section of the Portfolio Guide provides detailed instructions on how to organize your portfolio in a professional manner. The guide also provides sample documents for each section of your portfolio that you can copy, modify, and add to your personal portfolio. As a Hoopheads Pod listener, you can get your Coaching Portfolio Guide for just $25. Visit coachingportfolioguide.com/hoopheads to learn more.
Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads Podcast, presented by Head Start Basketball.